Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important reminder for us all. During these difficult days and nights, we are all feeling perhaps the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all. And one way to extinguish the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your personal life or in the community is for you to be doing tawbah and to be doing istighfar to Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this important lesson in the Quran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That it is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend His azab upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam whilst He is amongst them. So this verse was to the Sahaba ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His anger, His wrath will not descend upon them whilst the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst them. So even though the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not physically amongst us here today in this day and age, nevertheless, if we can have him within our hearts, we can have him within our actions, within our sunnah, within our akhlaq, and in our remembrance and upon our lips, then this will become a barrier, a protection for us from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this particular verse to mention, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never punish them, i.e. us or any other individuals, whilst they are seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always overcomes the anger of Allah azza wa jal. And if you are doing tawbah, if you're doing istighfar and seeking the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this protects you from any azab from Allah azza wa jal. So we should all, at this moment in time, seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can do this by doing istighfar to Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gives us a beautiful reminder on how previous nations would be punished by Allah Azza wa Jal, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test them and how they overcame those particular tests. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran mentions, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. That we have already sent messengers to previous nations before you, and then we seize them with poverty and hardships, so that they perhaps may humble themselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse is saying the previous nations before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were trialed and tested and seized with poverty and hardship. That can be in forms of earthquake, it can be in forms of famine, it can be in forms of natural disasters or even pandemics like the one we are going through. And the purpose behind this was that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that they could humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Then why is it that when our punishments came to them, they did not humble themselves, but rather their hearts became hardened, and Satan made attractive to them that which they were doing. So when trials and tribulations come your way, it is for you to remember and reflect upon the Creator and the one who is in control of your affairs, the one who has the most power, the one who is worthy of you worshipping, and for you to become humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to submit to Allah azza wa jal. But if your heart becomes hardened and you think you don't need Allah, you have science, you have technology, you have various measures in place and you will be able to overcome this, this is a sign of your heart becoming hardened. And this is also a sign and indication of Satan making these thoughts in your mind to think that you are invincible or you will be fine and you can get through this. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, that Satan made these things attractive to them. I made them feel like they were empowered and they were in control and their hearts became hardened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِي فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. So when they forgot that by which they had been reminded, so once the pandemic or the trial and tribulation came to them, and then they normalized or acclimatized to that particular situation and everything became normal, then they had forgotten this reminder. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Then we open to them the doors of every good thing. So then we normalized their lives again. And when they rejoiced in what they were given, we seized them suddenly again. And then they were in despair. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is talking about the first wave of a pandemic or a situation, and then you normalize and you think, okay, I can get through this and everything is normal now. And then when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you forget the remembrance and forget the tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejoice and go back into your old ways, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then we will seize them again suddenly, and then you will become in despair. So just like the scientists are telling us now that yes, we are going through the first wave, and if things get better, be assured that the next wave will come, and even a third wave as well. So this is not a time for us to be heedless, especially when these signs have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have been taught the formula on how to protect ourselves from the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking forgiveness and by humbling ourselves to Allah azza wa jal, and by making sure that we do the zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be distracted by the dunya or be attracted towards the dunya or look at those things that Satan is saying, oh, it's fine, and get on with your life. But rather, be humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal reminds us that those people, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاَعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That those people who repent, we should be from the forerunners, those who repent, and those who correct themselves, and those who hold fast unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are sincere in their religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the true believers. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that when you are trialed and tested, repent to Allah azza wa jal, and then correct your ways, rectify your life and your actions and the things that you used to do which potentially displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then wa'tasamu billah, hold fast unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. get closer to the deen of Islam, get closer to the Quran, get closer to Allah azza wa jal, get closer to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And wa'akhlasu deenahum lillahi fa'ulaika ma'al mu'mineen. Then be sincere in your religion for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those are the true believers according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal mentions, وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the believers a great reward and an amazing reward for their belief, for their repentance, for their sincerity, for them holding fast onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them correcting their ways and transforming themselves and their hearts and their actions and their way of life. For them is a great reward. So reward will be the removal of the pandemic, the removal of the azab, and receiving the mercy and the rahmah and the protection and the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَا يَفَعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. That what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with your punishment? That the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends our way, it does not benefit Allah azza wa jal, and neither does it harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way or manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. That if you are only grateful and true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the azab and the punishment of Allah azza wa jal will not come your way. In shakartum wa amantum wa kana Allahu shakiran alima. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most appreciative, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowing of our state. So we need to truly turn to Allah azza wa jal in these difficult situations, be grateful and have more yaqeen and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Islam, correct our ways and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do sincere tawbah and istighfar to Allah azza wa jal. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam would do istighfar at least 100 times a day, even though he was protected from all forms of sin, even though he was protected from Allah azza wa jal, nevertheless he would do istighfar and tawbah to Allah azza wa jal a minimum of 100 times a day. He would say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi, do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I turn and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to do in these difficult times, and we cannot become heedless. And especially this tawbah and this istighfar should be done early in the morning. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, as-sabirina was-sadiqina wal-qanitina wal-munfiqina wal-mustaghfirina bil-ashar. That indeed Allah azza wa jal is with the patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who are standing in true obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who seek forgiveness before the dawn, i.e. in early parts of the morning. So we need to be doing tawbah, need to be doing istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Need to humble our hearts and our actions and correct ourselves and know that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be removed from us if the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is within our hearts and also in our actions, our deeds, and also if we are doing sincere istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is His promise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from His azab. Jazakumullahu khairan.